USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in the middle of the attacks on Israel from Hamas on Saturday.
The New Jersey Democrat posted a social media video. He recalled jogging when he was told by officials to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack.
There was a sense of fear and worry and a knowledge to many of us that there were horrific things going on around the country at that time.
The senator also described seeing frightened faces of children, families, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is now home safe. I'm Dave Collins.
The White House says it's too early to determine if Iran was directly involved in those attacks.
We have not yet seen concrete indications to that effect, but we're going to keep looking at it.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer says the Biden administration keeping a close watch on any role Iran or any parties do play moving forward. Finer specifically mentioned Hezbollah, which said on Sunday it launched rockets and artillery out of Lebanon into Israel. Finer reiterated President Biden's warning that parties hostile to Israel do not exploit Hamas attacks for their own purposes. Pope Francis calling for an end to those attacks and violence in his Sunday address to the faithful in St. Peter's Square. The Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. Francis said war is only a defeat, and he urged people to pray for peace. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The markets on Wall Street will also be open. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Smith & Wesson, established in 1852 in Connecticut before it soon moved its headquarters to Springfield, Massachusetts. Now the firearm manufacturer calls Maryville, Tennessee home after holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony Saturday at its new 650,000-square-foot headquarters. Smith & Wesson president and CEO Mark Smith said that it's something special here in Tennessee, Smith touting the state gun laws and his close work with local leaders for the move to Tennessee. Another group of Starlink internet satellites orbiting the Earth after a SpaceX rocket launch from California's Central Coast. SpaceX conducted a successful Falcon 9 rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base at 12:23 this morning. The payload, another 21 Starlink satellites. The particular rocket that was used flew in its 14th mission. New Jersey's black bear hunt begins today and runs through October 14th with lots of rules in place, including that hunters can't kill a black bear that weighs less than 75 pounds or take one in the presence of its cubs. Only bows and arrows are permitted from now through Wednesday, but muzzle loaders will be added in Thursday through Saturday. Hunters can get two permits each, but they're valid only for specific zones, and once you bag a bear, that's it. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.